When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers and great local sponsors like Madison Computer Works, S&R Remodeling, and St. Vincent de Paul. Well, we haven't done crazy talk for a while, and I thought this would be a perfect moment to trot out some of the nuttiness that's going on. This first clip is Sebastian Gorka, who, of course, no one knows what he did at the White House, but he got booted when John Kelly came in. Well, Sebastian Gorka was on Judge Jeanine Pirro's Fox show, which is always lunacy. But here they are talking about the Kelly situation. And it's ironic because it was Kelly that pushed Gorka out of the White House.
Here's what I want to ask you. What is it like? You were in the White House. What is it like? What do you know about security clearances? Does any of this make sense to you?
Sadly, it does, Judge Jeanine, and thank you for your role in championing battered women in the past. There is a bigger issue here. General Kelly was decisive, as you expect a four-star former general to be. But the question is, who's in control of the background investigations and the clearance process? I can tell you, I'm not going to name names, but we had some amazing candidates. One of them was supposed to come in to a senior directorship position in the National Security Council, and the people handling the background clearances, specifically the CIA, slow-rolled it. So there's an issue of, if they want to gum up the works, if they want to make the Trump administration's job harder and harder, they play bureaucratic slow roles. And there may be a deliberate minefield put in place where they know somebody like this has skeletons in their closet, and they slow roll everything just to make things like this explode a few months later.
But
so
you know,
the president has to assert control over this system.
Now we know, of course, the FBI gave the report a long time ago. There was no slow rolling. That is clip number one in Crazy Talk, just lying through his teeth still, even after he's left the White House. It seems to be contagious. All right, this next clip is a pastor talking about Hillary Clinton and what would happen if she had been elected president of the United States. This is Paul McGuire, another nut job. You can find many clips of him on Right Wing Watch.
We be today, February 2018, if Hillary Clinton had won the election?
Well, speaking of witches, I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I've read many accounts which suggest that she is a practicing witch, part of the witches' coven at the very highest levels. I think she has a demonic hatred in her. She's issued her statement about the deplorables revealed what was in her heart. I believe that if Hillary Clinton had become president of the United States, like Jezebel, she would have persecuted, arrested, fined, imprisoned, and perhaps killed America's pastors. She would have shut down the preaching of the gospel, and the gates of hell would have broken loose on our nation.
Very powerful woman. I like how he says in the beginning, I don't know this for a fact, but I've been told that she's a practicing witch. Yeah, who told you that? Huh? Was it a drunk at the end of the bar? Amazing. We'll come back with our final two clips on Crazy Talk today at SlysOffice.com. Brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
I want to thank all the labor unions here in Dane County that help keep SlysOffice.com up and going so you keep up to date, whether it be the Madison Firefighters, Local 311, or the Madison Teamsters, Local 695, or our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated. These are some of the most active local unions who organize, and constantly stand up for workers. Thank you from SlysOffice.com.
We're back at SlysOffice.com. Crazy Talk is back. And of course, there are some great clips right now, including another right-wing pastor. This guy's name is Paul Begley. Paul Begley. He is an enemy of the Clintons, the Obamas, Well, for all the wrong reasons. There's plenty of reason to dislike the Obamas and the Clintons, but his choices seem a bit dubious. So wait till you hear what he has to say about what Melania Trump did when she came into the White House.
Now that we realize that we have to slay dragons, we have to literally exorcise demons, the cotton candy Christianity has to take a back seat for a while, okay? We got to get some strong warriors, some prayer warriors. And I think that there have been some, Sheila, actually, that have been rising up quietly in the war rooms across America. And I think what's happened is, I have to say, when the president allowed 40 pastors to come into the White House and anoint him with oil, lay their hands and pray on him. 7 times he's done this.
Amen.
And that's unheard of. We haven't ever. So, I mean, the guy's got flaws. We all do, okay? But at least he is humble enough and recognizing that he needs God enough that he keeps bringing them in for the prayer. And I got to say this. I mean, it might have started with the First Lady. I'm going to just be honest with you. The First Lady in that 5 hours when the Obamas and the Trumps went down to the Capitol and Trump was being sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, Melania Trump said to her husband, she said, I'm not going to go into that White House unless it has been completely exorcised. I mean, because apparently over the 8 years that Obama was there, and maybe even some of the presidents before him, there was all kinds of idol gods and images and all kinds of artifacts in there that were demonic. Even some of the stuff was left over from the Clinton era because they were really tied in with the Haitians. I can tell you, you can read the Serpent and the Rainbow story and you'll find out just how much Haitian witch doctor influence was on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's lives. I mean, they constantly went back there. They spent their honeymoon with a witch doctor. Who does that?
Yes, there was green pea soup just rolling out of the White House as the transition took place. You bet. Melania Trump brought in an exorcist. I don't remember that happening. I would think somebody might have noticed somebody going in there and throwing a little water on the White House while the first president... to pay off a prostitute was taking the oath of office. All right. Finally today on Crazy Talk, we have our favorite. This man has provided us with some of the best Crazy Talk clips ever. It is Alex Jones. As you know, there's been a lot of controversy about the new portraits of President and Michelle Obama. I don't particularly think they're flattering, but whatever. I don't care. I don't think it's important. You know about Sean Hannity going off on it on Twitter, at least his website. Now we have Alex Jones' take. Are you ready? This is today's winner on Crazy Talk.
Yeah, there's the big firestorm as the National Portrait Gallery artist hired by Obama is well known for being a black supremacist that calls for black women to be royal and to assess their royalty by chopping white women's heads off. And he paints all of that. Those articles are up on Infowars.com. We can throw that up on screen for TV viewers. So I know it sounds completely and totally unbelievable. But now there is a new controversy. And I remember reading about this a year ago when he was chosen. And this has been in the mainstream news. Obama portrait shock. President covered in sperm. This artist is obsessed with sperm. All of his paintings have sperm swimming all over everything. So I've told Kit to take the question mark off. It's admittedly that he paints sperm everywhere. And the word is him and Obama are really good friends. And so here's a giant sperm swimming across the president's head. He also shows the president has 6 fingers in the national portrait. So there is the sperm, the head of the sperm. But this is a GMO sperm. It wouldn't even have a tail or be able to swim. So these are fully formed sperm that he has. You can see the sperm there swimming as well. So that is in your face. That is, you say, well, it doesn't make sense. It's so degenerate. It's a religion of degeneracy. It's what globalism is. It's what Satanism is. So there you go. President Obama covered in sperm in new national portrait. And it's all part of the joke in your face. Because they don't want upright strength. They want to have everything be a ritual of abomination.
Well, now, this is the same man, Alex Jones, who said that Michelle Obama was a transvestite because of the size of her shoulders. So I'm not really taking the sperm thing all that seriously. I'll also remind you that Alex Jones is a man who speaks to Donald Trump from time to time. Trump is a viewer of InfoWars. Just saying. That's crazy talk for today. Alex Jones, easily our winner. Join us again soon for crazy talk and keep listening to those podcasts at sliceoffice.com. Brought to you by the United Steelworkers.